Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, and for Mike Simpson and Karen Adams, I'm Jim Thornton. Our top local story, it is Black Friday, and that means huge crowds at stores and shopping malls across Southern California. KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio begins our in-depth team coverage from downtown L.A. as police and the Sheriff's Department are warning that someone else could be focusing on you at the same time with the idea of stealing your holiday gifts.
Shoppers in many cases are so concerned about what they're doing, being it shopping or going to their car or paying attention to their phones as they walk, they're ignoring what's going on just behind them or near them, and those could be people who are predators. Sheriff's Deputy Marvin Crowder says the best way to avoid being a victim is to shop with someone else who keeps their eyes on you while you're shopping. When it comes to dropping off packages in your car or in your trunk, then going back to shop or even more, that is a bad idea, but it's fairly easy to fix it.
One tip, if you're actually going to drop off packages in your vehicle, get in your vehicle and move spots. That tells the person, if in fact they're following you, that you're actually leaving, and more than not, they won't even pay attention to you anymore, and park in another part of the area.
Another tip, don't shop aimlessly. Have a targeted list or a plan of what you intend to shop for, and don't take a lot of excess things with you when you do shop. Take what you need as a minimum, your credit card and your ID. It leaves your hands free to carry all those gifts. In downtown L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Shoppers were out in force at the Citadel Outlets in Commerce.
The chilly weather wasn't about to keep people away, especially when compared to some bad Black Friday incidents from years past. Like one time when some shoppers apparently tried to push their way into a shoe store.
They didn't get in, thankfully, because if not, they would have, like, terrorize the whole store.
And there's always that one person who seems to think he or she can just cut in to a very long line at the register.
I have seen a couple of fights and stuff, but
those were just some old bad memories. So far this Black Friday, smooth sailing, as far as we can tell, if you can look past the crowds and the weather.
I was really cold at the beginning. Now it's a little bit better. We're still pretty cold. It was pretty crowded, like, around the beginning of it. In an hour from now, it'll probably be even more crowded.
Maybe so, but by then, he'll be all done, and maybe you will be too. And Black Friday 2019 will be in the history books, with 25 days and counting till Christmas. In Commerce, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, on the heels of Black Friday comes Small Business Saturday. Tomorrow is the day when shoppers are urged to avoid the malls and shop at the stores near their homes. John Kabatek with the National Federation of Independent Businesses tells KNX Small Business Saturday generates some big bucks.
We're celebrating our 10th year. To date, we've actually been able to have about $100 billion from consumer pockets into our mom-and-pop stores. And just last year alone, I think we ended up yielding about $18 billion, or close to it, nationwide.
Small business owners have been increasingly optimistic over the past couple of years, but Kabatek says some businesses in areas hit by the wildfires are having a hard time keeping their doors open. The furious snowstorms that hit the San Bernardino Mountains knocked out power in the Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear areas. Up to 30,000 customers were without electricity at some point. That number is down to 18,000 right now. David Song with Edison tells KNX the extent of all the damage is unclear.
We do have to get our damage assessment teams up there to understand what happened, but it's likely not one thing, it's a number of things, and it really depends. But hypothetically, it could be anything from down power lines, it could be trees that have felled from the weight of the snow.
He says getting crews up into the area has been tough because of all the snow and dangerous road conditions. Chains are required for people driving in the area. Ski resorts, meantime, say they're delighted by the Thanksgiving storm that dumped snow across the local mountains, and they say conditions will be excellent for skiers and snowboarders. Andrew Rourke at the National Weather Service tells KNX that this was more like a storm you see in the mountains of Northern California.
3 feet of snow at mountain high is a Sierra snowstorm for sure. So very good news for the local resort operators, and early Christmas for them, I'm sure. The 3 to 5 inches at Lancaster, not so much, but we'll take a good start to the snow season and a good, nice catching up with the rain season.
He also mentions this was probably one of the coldest Thanksgivings on record in Southern California. Another storm is making its way towards us.
Our next large system here will be a low-pressure center that we expect to move through sometime Tuesday night into Wednesday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Tom Fisher tells KNX it won't be as strong as the one that just hit. He says it will be warmer and only the highest elevations will get snow. The latest storm dumped up to 3 feet of snow in the mountains and anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain across most of Southern California. The Long Beach Airport got more than 2 inches of rain, which was a record for yesterday's date. Daily records were also set in Anaheim, Newport Beach, and Riverside. How much are you willing to spend on a Christmas tree? Ah, the perennial question. Well, prices are up again this year, and it has nothing to do with inflation. The problem, many tree growers have been getting out of the business.
A lot of thought goes into buying a Christmas tree. How does it look? How does it smell?
Ooh.
How much does it cost?
$100, and then with the stand is $120.
I like the color, the scent.
How much is it?
That one I think is $80. I like Christmas.
I'm reporting from Franklin Hills Christmas Trees here in Silver Lake. All of these trees shipped in from Oregon, which is the nation's number one supplier of Christmas trees.
Every year when I go up there, they tell me, well, this person is no longer doing it. There's a spike in the Christmas trees wholesale.
That's Eddie, owns this Christmas tree lot.
$150, $20 for the stand. Total is $170 out the door.
Pine tree prices have been slowly creeping up. That's because many farmers are opting to go with less labor-intensive crops. A pine tree grows about a foot a year, so a 7-foot Christmas tree, which is the popular height, will take 7 years for that grower to make money. In Silver Lake, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.